ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 7, Chapter 15, Text 36. Right? Yeah, Text 36. Yad pravrayat grihat purvam trivarga vapanat puna Yadi seveta tam bhikshu Sabai bantasya patrapa Ya pravrayat grihat purvam Trivargava panat punam Yadi seveta tam bhikshu Shabai vantasya patrapa Yapravraya grihat purvam Trivargava panatpunam Yadi seveta tam bhikshu Sabai vantasya patrapa. Yad pravrayat grihat purvam Yadi seveta tad vishnu Savai bhantasya patrabaha Yad pravrayat grihat purvam Trivargapanabhat punaha Yadi seveta tam vishnu Ya pravraya grihat purvam Trivargava panat punaha Yadi seveta tam vishnu Shabai bhantasya patrapaha Vaishnavis. Yapravraya grihat purvam. Yadi seveta tam bhikshu. Shabai vantasya patrapaha. Ya pravraya grihat purvam Yaha one who pravraya Being finished for good and living for the forest. Being situated in transcendental bliss. Grihat from home. Purvam at first. Trivarga The three principles of religion: economic development and sense gratification. Avapanat, from the field in which they are sown. Punaha, again. Yadi, if. Sevita, should accept. Tam, materialistic activities. Bhikshu, a person who has accepted the sannyas order. Saha, that person. By, indeed. Vanta ashi, one who eats his own vomit. Apatrapa, without shame. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. One who accepts the sannyas order gives up the three principles of materialistic activities in which one indulges in the field of household life, namely religion, economic development, and sense gratification. One who first accepts the sannyas but then returns to such materialistic activities is to be called a vantasi, or one who eats his own vomit. He is indeed a shameless person. Purport. Materialistic activities are regulated by the institution of Varnashram Dharma. Without Varnashram Dharma, materialistic activities constitute animal life. Yet, even in human life, while observing the principles of Varna and Ashram, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas, one must ultimately accept Sannyas, the renounced order. For only by the renounced order can one be situated in Brahma Sukha, or transcendental bliss. In Brahma Sukha, one is not longer attracted by lusty desires. Indeed, when one is not longer disturbed, especially by lusty desires for sexual indulgence, he is fit to become a sannyasi. Otherwise, one should not accept the sannyas order. If one accepts sannyas at an immature stage, there is every possibility of his being attracted by women and lusty desires, and thus again becoming a so-called grihastha, or a victim of women. Such a person is most shameless, and he is called vantasi, or one who eats that which he has already vomited. He certainly leads a condemned life. In our Krishna consciousness movement, it is advised, therefore, that the sannyasis and brahmacharis keep strictly aloof from the association of women, so that there will be no chance of their falling down again as victims of lusty desires. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupam Kadamahya Dadati Swapadam Tikam Vandeham Sri Gurum Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavam Cha Sri Rupam Sagrayatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Pariyanam Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakam Svitam Cha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Takta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishvari Vrishabhano Sutta Devi Pranamani Hari Priye Bancha Kalpata Rubyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale, Srimati Nijaya Pataka Swami Niti Namine. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Vrishtaya Bhutale, Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve, Gaurabani Pracharine, Nirvishesha Shunyavadi, Pakshastya De Satarine. Thank you, everybody, for coming. I would like to request to my senior devotees, in general, all the devotees, please share some of your mercy upon me, then I can say something useful in this Srimad Bhagavatam class. So, the whole Vedic civilization is meant for become the candidate a Krishna consciousness person. And this Vedic system starts with Varnashram Dharma. So that's why the Varna and Ashram is very important, because actually human life starts with this system of Varna and Ashram. So we all know what are these Varna, what are these Ashrams. So in this specific text, Narada Muni is stressing the sannyas, how to be a sannyas, how to be in each ashram that we are, we gotta take it very serious. Actually, more serious, the sannyas ashram, because the sannyas is considered to be the guru of the whole Varna Ashram society, is the one who sets the example for the rest to follow. But as Prabhupada mentioned at the end of his purport, Prabhupada says that in our Krishna consciousness movement, it is advised, therefore, that the sannyasis and brahmacharis keep strictly aloof from the association of women, so that there will be no chance of their falling down again as a victim of lusty desires. Actually, the whole Vedic civilization is to help us to become free of sex desire. Because these lusty desires keep the conditioned soul in this material world taking birth after birth, in this illusion of wanting to enjoy. The beginning of life starts with Brahmacharya Ashram, you know. So we have experienced that when our kids, they have a certain age that they can learn something. So they are sent to the school to learn, to be trained by the teachers. So the same principle exists in the Vedic society, in the Varnashram. So the kids are sent to the school, to the Gurukula, to be trained how to control the senses, how to behave nicely, how to know their tendencies. So the next step is Grihastha Ashram. So most of the brahmacharis, they won't be able to keep going in life as a brahmachari, so most of them, they're going to take Grihastha Ashram. But if you are not well trained in your Brahmachari Ashram, we will have a lot of troubles in our next step, which is the Grihastha Ashram. That's why that training as a Brahmachari is very, very important. Very, very important. You know? It's like if you want your son to be a good citizen, like the text, the chapter says, a civilized human being, you gotta train your son very nicely. You want him to be a nice, civilized human being. And for being a civilized person, you gotta be trained up very nicely. So you gotta have good teachers. And for you to have a good teacher, you gotta be a good student also. So, anyway, the next step is the Grihastha Ashram, which is the only ashram that give us concession for sexual intercourse, which it should be regulated also. It should be regulated only for procreation of children, and that the same they want to be trained up in Krishna consciousness. And the next step is Vanaprastha. Prabhupada mentioned in many of his lectures and many of his books that a certain age, so the person should be retired and to prepare himself for the next step, which is sannyas. Actually, sannyas is meant for everybody. Like Krishna, Krishna is preaching sannyas to Arjuna in the Bhagavad Gita. So Arjuna is a kshatriya. In the Vedic society, the brahmanas are meant to take sannyas. But why Krishna is talking sannyas to Arjuna? Because sannyas is also this spirit of renunciation, of working for Krishna, but engage or give all the result of your work for Krishna. That stage of consciousness is called sannyas too. So we all are meant to develop that consciousness of sannyas. But as we know in our society, we need also persons that they will take the vow of taking this formality of being sannyas with the dress of sannyas. And this verse specifically is talking about those persons. How when we neglect what we are supposed to do, either as a brahmachari, vihasa, vanaprastha, in this case, this text is talking about sannyasis, will we have problems? Because in our cases, so most of us, we are not paramahansas, we are not Shaktavesha avatar, we didn't come with a specific mission to fulfill, you know. I was reading a few days back about Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's life, and I was, oh my God, he's, even to say that he's amazing is an offense, because he's, my God, I don't know. It's, when he was 7 years old, this was, yeah, I was 7 years old, Bipin Bihari, which is the spiritual master of the Diksha Guru of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, came to Bhaktivinoda Thakur's house. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was paying obeisances, and Bipin Bihari put his feet on Bhaktivinoda Thakur's head. So Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj, who was very child at that time, he saw that. And then when Bhaktivinoda Thakur went out, he approached Bipin Bihari Prabhu. I said, "You don't know what you are doing." And Bipin Bihari didn't pay too much attention. I said, "So what do you mean?" "You don't know who my father is." I said, What do you mean?" "My father is a Nitya Sila." 7 years old, can you imagine? He could recognize who his father was. This is Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Anyway, but for us, regular persons, so we have to abide, we have to follow all these rules. So, sannyas is explained in the Shastras. There are four different types of sannyasis. So the beginner, the first one, is called Kutichaka, who is the one who he retires from home, but he lives close by, and he gets food from his home, but he does not live in home. So the second one is called Bahudaka. So he is the one who goes out to beg for his maintenance. So the next one is Parivrajakacharya, which is the one who goes all over to preach Krishna consciousness. And ultimately, after being practiced for some time and becomes more mature, so that sannyasi, that Parivrajakacharya, can be sit down in one place and doing his bhajan or his preaching. That is called Paramahamsa. Usually, Paramahamsa and Parivrajakacharya, they alternate mutually. They go together in our Krishna consciousness movement. So this is the four stages of sannyasis. Srila Prabhupada, in some of his lectures, he explains that simply to become a pure devotee of the Lord, that's a sannyas. And then in another time, Prabhupada said, one who renounces everything for the sake of the supreme truth of Krishna, that's a sannyas. Also, there is a very nice, word that Prabhupada mentioned in his text. How, when you develop this consciousness of renunciation, you will be situated in the platform of Brahma Sukha. So we all want to be happy. We all want this Sukha, this happiness. But no material happiness. We want Brahma Sukha, transcendental happiness. And this transcendental happiness comes, first of all, by accepting tapasya. So by accepting tapasya. You know, like King Rishabhadev, he got all his sons together. And the first instruction he gave to them is tapasya. Tapo divyam putrakam yena satvam. So without tapasya, there is no beginning of spiritual life. And actually, willingly or unwillingly, everybody outside is doing tapasya. Because it is tapasya to get out in the morning and going to work. It's tapasya. It's tapasya to be in work, to be working for 8 or 10 hours and to have some boss that is telling you what to do and you don't want to, but you gotta do it. It's tapasya. So, but in Krishna consciousness, we accept this voluntarily tapasya. For the sake of Guru, for pleasing Krishna. And actually, this tapasya, after being practiced for some times, actually, it becomes very joyful. It becomes very joyful to practice. You know, for example, in this month, we are doing this Prabhupada's Sankirtan Marathon. Maybe for some of us, it's tapasya. But, for example, for devotees like Brigupari, or maybe a few other devotees, it's nectar. After doing Sankirtan for so many years, for them it's nectar. So it means that by you doing something over and over and over and doing it nicely, so you will get taste for doing that. If we do not have taste yet, it's because or we are doing the process wrong or something is lacking. But it has to be, we gotta, after practicing for some time, we gotta experience happiness. I was reading, you know, one book. And, you know, it's amazing how this process of Sraddha, Bhajana Kriya, Sadhu Sangha goes up. And these different stages, it has also different subdivisions, you know. For example, what are the symptoms of someone who has bhava? What are the symptoms of someone who has experienced prema? So, but something that really got my attention, it was, that I want to share with you, it was what are the symptoms or the different types of anarthas that we all struggling with. Because, at least for myself, I had many anarthas. So, it says in this book, Actually, this is by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He says that there is four types of anarthas. He described first one is called weakness of the heart. The next one, offenses, different kinds of offenses. The next one is having material desires. And the last one is illusion about spiritual knowledge. But he goes more deeply, and he explains that these four kinds of anarthas, each of them has four another types of anarthas or subdivisions. For example, he explains that illusion about spiritual knowledge is of four types. One, illusion regarding one's own identity. Second, illusion regarding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Next, illusion regarding the process of Prema Bhakti, and illusion regarding the process of Sadhana Bhakti. And then next, the anarthas in regard of offenses are the four types. Offenses towards the name, offenses towards the form of the Lord, offenses towards the devotees, and offenses toward other living entities. And then weakness of the heart are of four types. He says attachment to objects not related to Krishna, deceitfulness or fault finding, enviousness, and desire for fame. And then I'm missing one. Spiritual knowledge. The material desires are of four types. Desire for material objects, desire for heavenly comforts, and desire for mystic powers. And last, desire for liberation. I was reading this and I said, oh my God, I have a long, long way to go. A lot of work to do, you know. And actually, we don't have time to waste time, you know. The time is short. I was watching the other day some videos. I wanted to see how people die. And I type in YouTube and say, how persons die. And I was shocked how this body is so fragile. You know, like two persons were walking in the hallway. They was in one university. And you can see in the camera, they start having a discussion. They start arguing with each other. And then one guy pushed the other guy. And the other guy fell down, and he hit his head on the ground, and he died. And then in India, some family, they were crossing a river. They were going from one side to the other side. The river was like very short, you know, the water, not too much water. And they were crossing. It was a long, wide river. But they were crossing the river, and then suddenly a lot of water comes from above. And they wanted to run, they wanted to escape, but they couldn't do it. And the whole family, they would wash away. And then two guys were boxing, they were fighting, they were boxers. And then one guy hit the other guy, and the other guy, you know, he raised his arms like, okay, no more. But the other guy came over and the same, die. It's like this body is so fragile, you know. We don't have time to be waste. Anyway, but we gotta really, really take very serious this process. And Prabhupada is stressing in this verse, well, Prabhupada mentions sannyasi, brahmacharis, but actually, for all of us, grihastas, vanaprastas, sannyasis, bhaktas, no bhaktas, beginners, anybody, we gotta be really serious. There is no time to waste. So in this December, so Prabhupada is giving us the opportunity to get extra credit for our service. Why? because it's the Prabhupada marathon. So we can get some extra credit. I joined and I was very new, but the devotees were so enthusiastic for Sankirtan that the second day I came to the temple, they sold to me like this much of books. Actually, I was very new. The first book I read was The Perfection of Yoga. But the second day I came, I had Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, Nectar of Devotion, all these books. Because I came like 2 weeks before the December marathon. You know, and I saw them so blissful. They were like so ecstatic. And that marathon, I remember I couldn't participate. I was very, very new. I was watching paths. I was doing another service. But and then, the next year, they had a marathon for going to the Latin American festival in Brazil. So, and the marathon was to get the first and second place, the winners, and they wanna go to Brazil. Oh my God. I never had experience going out of my country. I was 17 years old and I wanted to go to Brazil. And I said, oh my God, I gotta win this marathon. Because, you know, it's free ticket, everything paid, going to Brazil, many devotees. And I said, but how I wanna win this marathon? Because, you know, there were Maharatis, devotees who were doing Sankirtan for many years. Can you imagine to compete with Bhrigu Pari, Sastra, Krit? They are Maharatis. You know, it's so difficult. In that time, we were having many Maharatis, like 50 devotees doing Sankirtan. And I remember one friend of mine, he got the idea of going to the universities and doing Sankirtan in the universities, in the classrooms. And actually, before the marathon started, he got permission, just waiting for the marathon to start, and then, boom, start going to universities, you know, classroom, to another classroom, and distributing books. And I said, well, I gotta do that also. So, and then we talked with this devotee, my friend, Bhadra Rupa, and he flew from Lima to another city, and I also flew from Lima to another city. And by Krishna's mercy, it was ecstatic, you know. Even now, I see myself in that time, 17 years old, going to class. I didn't know too much the philosophy. I was barely like maybe 3 months, 4 months in the temple. But we were so enthusiastic for Sankirtan. And actually, my friend and I, we won that marathon. But the funny thing is that I was 17 years old. I didn't have a passport. I didn't have my license and my documents. So I couldn't go to Brazil. But, the devotee said, okay, Bhakta, Antonio, nice, but you can wait for the next year. I said, no, I wanna go, you know? Anyway, I went to get my documents. I want to get my documents. And the guy said, okay, but these documents take time because first you gotta get your ID and then go to the passport office and get your passport. And that takes minimum 2 weeks. And they were leaving in 3 days. I said, wow. And then I said, there is someone superior that I can talk with. And he said, okay, go to that office, but I don't think so that he can help you. Anyway, I went to the next office and I was crying. I said, you know, I am a monk. I wanna go. I won the marathon. I'm a Hare Krishna. So, please. And you know, and he looked at me and he said, actually, he signed a paper. And he said, go to that office and tell that you are coming, you know, because I ordered and they will give you your document fast. And then I went, and the next day the passport. Oh, and the passport also takes time. So I went to the passport office at the same. I was just crying and crying. And actually, they left. They couldn't wait for me. But I got my passport 2 days after they left. And because I wanna go, I took my trip alone. And I met them in one city in Bolivia, in Cochabamba. So when I came, they were all taking prasadam. And then, you know, I came inside. I said, but what are you doing here, Bhakta Antonio? I said, Prabhu, sorry, but, you know, I really wanted to go to this festival. Anyway, so Sankirtan is just to be enthusiastic. We got to be really, really enthusiastic, really determined. There is no impediments, actually. There is no formula. There is no, you know, this and that. No, it's just, if we have the order, we just got to do it. If the order is given, we just got to do it. How are we going to do it? Krishna, by Krishna's mercy, so it will happen. Like, I remember during the first period of Fujimori being president in Peru, the situation was very, very bad. So we were selling books, like, for example, the books was for, suppose, $1, and the next day, the same book was $20. And we needed to go out to get the price of the book pay plus the BBT plus get some profit, because the brahmacharis in that time, if we didn't sell books, we were not taking prasadam. And to go out, and the situation was so bad, you know, we were selling one book daily, some devotees were going out and they weren't selling any books, and we were eating lentils for 1 month. Only, you know, skitri lentils, lentils and rice, lentils soup, lentils tortillas, lentils. Every for 1 month, you know. And the temple president, he asked my friend, the one that we shared the marathon prize, and me, he said, please, I need you, Prabhu, to go to Argentina. The situation is much better there. And go collect some money. We need to pay some debts. Anyway, we went to Argentina, and the idea was to do Sankirtan together. You know, we were very new, bhaktas, brahmacharis. But my friend, he wanted to get more results. So he said, Acharya, instead of being together, let's split up. You do alone, like this, we can have more profit. Anyway, we were doing that. But my friend was so too much fanatic. He wasn't eating properly. He was leaving very early in the morning without waiting for breakfast, because breakfast was around 8:39. He was going right after program, boom, without taking breakfast. He was neglecting his prasadam. And one day he fainted, because we were waiting for this devotee to come. I said, where is Bhadra Rupa? And then we saw one taxi coming. And he came out of the taxi, because he was doing Sankirtan and he was feeling very weak. He went to one park to have a nap, and he fainted. He couldn't get up. So on the taxi driver, he saw this guy, and he saw the invitation, Hare Krishna, and he brought him back to the temple. And, okay, it was very nice in terms of that we collected a lot of Lakshmi. And in the way back, we stopped in Chile, because our flight was, you know, having some layover in Chile for 2 days. And we collected like almost $5,000, but it was in pesos, Argentinos. So the money needed to change from Argentina currency to dollars or Peruvian money. And this devotee, he went out to exchange the money. The thing is, in South America, we have in the streets, in some streets, people who do that business. They do exchange, informal, you know. Anyway, he went to one particular street to exchange this money, and one of those guys cheated him. And instead of giving him $5,000, which was the money we had, he got only $800. in that transaction. And then I was, my God, you know, all this tapasya going there, and you, and actually, before we left Lima, my temple president told me, he told me, Acharya, Bhadra Rupa is very spaced out with money, you take care of the money. But, because my friend was senior than me for a few months, we joined, you know, at least he joined 4 months before me. And he was senior than me. I was afraid to make them feel like, okay, I gotta take control of the money. And when we came back to Lima, I got chastised like anything. So you see, it's your fault. I told you, it's your fault. Anyway, but Sankirtan is, if any devotee who has this opportunity, you know, like any other service, but especially in this month, he should take it very, very nicely. It's a very nice service. If we take him to heart and we execute the order, we're going to get a lot of blessings that it will remain forever in our hearts. Anyway, I want to stop here. Any comments or questions? Yeah, I see the Prabhupada aquí.